My grandmother never calls us by name, not even her children. She calls me Dombende. I get my height from my great uncle. My smile is also borrowed. My father wore it better. I look in the mirror and see almost every part of me resembles another body. Someone older, someone gone, someone here, somewhat me. I have not figured out where the voice comes from. No one speaks of the silence. The brain teaches tricks about the magic of forgetting, forges pathways around pain, releases what the body cannot hold. I do not remember much from before. There are too many links missing from these muted memories. I have begun to muffle the gaps with silence, learned like a second language, embedded in my tongue. I am fluent in the language of burial. My tongue glimpses in the language of dreams. I am safe in the quiet of nothingness. My mother leads a choir of memories. Her tune is broken, but the humming in the background strikes a chord. She hums a song about a girl's coming of age, summons a backing for my quiet voice, a sounding that begs me to remember my mother, a hummingbird humming, always cared for her young. Her mouth ran dry when she spoke, but alive in song she never thirsts. As the speck in the quiet of her voice, she knew of the silence stuffed in the gaps, though she never spoke of her silence or mine. I fear it would have curdled in her throat. There is a silence that exists between women, lives among us like a noosed chandelier. It hangs and we do not speak of it, piercing through our pores, lingering at the core sometimes. The silence becomes a tower inside us, a density that weighs heavier as we age, sipping fear into all we seek. So many of our dreams are left deserted slowly, though. We are learning to beat the silence, unlearning the beating up of self, filling our own cups before offering. The first gulp is ours. We are unmuffling the gaps that hold the center, learning that not all silence is a funeral.